Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Toronto's Little Italy, where the neighbourhood's deep Italian roots have informed it with a great respect for food. Amidst the neighbourhood's cafes and gelaterias, it's also home to the city's Monocle Bureau, meaning our guide Will Kitchens doesn't have to travel far for some of the city's best eats.
Step out the doors of Monocle's Toronto Bureau and you'll find yourself on College Street in the heart of Little Italy. In the 1920s, the city's Italians began congregating in the area, and soon the neighborhood sported the local businesses that came with a culture that reveres food. Bakeries, butchers, and abundant espresso. Today, those roots run deep and are perhaps most readily found at the Café Diplomatico, a local staple since opening in 1968. Still family-owned, the Dip, as it's affectionately known to regulars, remains the perfect place to slow down, or to congregate, like when Italy won the World Cup in 2006. Locals drink espresso and read the day's newspapers on the patio. Its casual Italian fare isn't revolutionary, but its hearty plates of pasta have satisfied many and remain a tangible connection to the neighborhood's past. If you're in search of a quicker bite, head down Clinton Street and you'll find Batondo's. Here, an age sign and hand-painted letters indicate that the first floor of this house is, in fact, a pizzeria. Inside, orange plastic chairs contrast tiled walls, and the backlit menu board looks as if it hasn't changed since the 1960s. But why mess with what works? Batondo's is revered by locals, and its large, cheap slices are championed in the always contentious debate about where to find the city's best. And while the area's roots remain apparent, there's more to Little Italy than the institutions bred by decades in the neighborhood. In recent years, it's also become home to some of the city's top chefs, and their ventures reflect the neighborhood's contemporary character, a more eclectic mix of tastes, cultures, and backgrounds. Just a few steps north of the Dip sits Pinky's Cafe. Here, Limo Han, known in the city for the excellent Asian fusion restaurants Odd Soul and Han Moto, serves inventive cocktails in a Vietnamese-inspired menu. A highlight is the tiger's milk ceviche. Yellowfin tuna, surf clams, and scallops are combined with coconut milk, tom yum paste, chilies, lime, avocado, and are all served alongside taro chips. But if the clock strikes 1 a.m. and you find yourself with a hankering for a whole grilled octopus, head back in the direction of Monocle's Toronto Bureau. Across the street, a simple neon sign reveals Bar Isabel, which, since opening in 2013, has been regarded as one of Canada's best restaurants. Rich woods and stained glass inform the old-world tavern-like interior, and with a late-night kitchen, it's equal parts cozy and lively. Here, Chef Grant Van Gameren serves Spanish classics like bocarones and chorizo verde. And Bar Isabel's inventive menus have cemented Van Gameren's reputation as one of the city's top restaurateurs. Be sure to end the evening with a personal favorite, the Basque cake with sherry cream. While Pinky's and Bar Isabel, among others, are a break from the neighborhood's Italian roots, they continue the area's long tradition of being a food destination. And today, its more diverse offerings are an accurate reflection of the city's character, an expression of the differing cultures and tastes that intersect to give Toronto its vibrancy. And lucky for us here at Monocle's Toronto Bureau, on this western stretch of College Street, it's all right on our doorstep. For Monocle in Toronto, I'm Will Kitchens.
This has been episode number 83 of Food Neighbourhoods. Our guides to Toronto's Little Italy was Monocle's Will Kitchens. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.